From NPR News in Washington, I'm exhausted, frustrated, and anxious to get PR's reports first. It's been 7 days. Researchers say that I'm getting worse. Since long before South Carolina spun off from Virginia earlier today. Researchers say in English. Long-term percent is 4.65 up to 4.11%. A new study suggests that this PR news is getting worse.
Quote, PR news.
There's something pretty insidious going on.
What is it? What's the matter?
I just had a terrible dream. Huh? It was blood and fire and thunder and something awful was moving in the middle of it. I could hear it roar and bellow.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
If I were to allow that to continue, he would blow every circuit in his body.
That is correct, sir.
Testing, testing. Oh, yes, dear friends. For this hour of Slack, we're in Austin. I'm with Dr. Philo Drummond here.
I can drive my truck for 22 cents a minute.
A little conflicted about these scooter machines that are suddenly everywhere. And,
15 cents a minute.
You don't have to do this for a living.
Good God.
Change your life.
No. The subgeniuses are in downtown Austin during South by Southwest handing out outdated subgenius pamphlets with the Cleveland address on them.
Go back. Get some.
Are you sure?
What?
You're going to go down the street and regret this choice. Oh,
no. Of course, as usual, Dr. Philo Drummond forgot something. He won't say what, and he has to go back. But here we are on the streets of downtown Austin promoting the movie with the simple title of J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. And the world premiere is tonight, or today, this afternoon, in less than an hour. So we've got to give all these pamphlets away. Look what it did to him. Good Lord, man. Sterno's wearing a pipe-only sticker on his mouth. Philo invented the pipe-only stickers. You can be pipe any poster, and it becomes a work of art. This town is nothing but posters right now. Well, there's Joe Bob Briggs with a big old pipe on him. He's already got one pipe.
Natural occurrence.
Funny. Well, they just grow.
Nature does that.
You plant one and a whole bunch grow later.
Don't let him kiss you.
So, Onan Canobite is with us. Pope Sterno docs Key Caver. Reverend Susie the Floozy. Philo was here, but he had to go get something. I think I know what that means. Reverend Apostasy Fenord is here. Her sign says, are you controlled by secret forces? Are you abnormal?
Yeah.
Well, are you? Reverend Anna Mall is here. She handed a Bob sticker to a police officer, and he promptly put it on his police car. So we've been turning these silly posters into fine art by using the three P's of perfect pipe placement.
Perfect pipe placement.
With the
one of the first things we learned.
Well, for us it was kind of instinctual. Philo was one who formalized the rules.
We would just wake up in the morning and start placing pipes perfectly.
Right. Yeah, but we were born that way. Other people have to be taught because they don't know perfect pipe plugs. They'll put them upside down.
I think the first time we placed pipes perfectly was in Peoria with P-Dog.
No, it's Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie with P-Dog, that's right. Peoria was the second night.
Right.
And we put them all upside down and we had to go replace them the next day because we were fucked up.
Well, that'll happen. But see, that's how you learn. Yeah, some people put them in the nose or in the exit wound. They'll put them just about anywhere except with perfect placement. Oh, okay, Philo has returned. We can move on. We're walking towards the convention center where the Subgenius movies can be shown for the very first time, including to almost anybody. I've actually seen it. six times.
I left my phone in.
Oh, yeah, your phone, sure. Yeah, it's just your phone. Yep, they're handing out Subgenius pamphlets. Of course, everybody walking up and down the street is handing out some kind of sticker or pamphlet. Oh, people have beat us, have been here before us.
There's pre-proselytizers out here.
Yeah. So it's an exciting Sunday afternoon at South by Southwest.
She's the proselytizer.
She looks like a hooker.
I recognize that one.
Susie Floozy, oh my God. How much?
Too many.
If you have to ask, you don't have it. Pastor Pressure and Joyce are here, and St. Byron Werner.
Got everybody now?
Byron Werner has his rural war room instrument. It's like a live rural war room concert.
It's more like a Punch and Judy show.
Reverend Pease feels really important and handsome because he's got a special T-shirt that the production handed us. We even have like a dozen black choir robes, but nobody seems to want to wear them.
It's too hot.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Not us.
I'm so cool, I'm not even wearing a Bob shirt.
Yeah,
I forgot the salute.
Not giving you one. Get back out.
Philo is drop lifting pamphlets into people's bicycle baskets and things.
The free Ford F-150 coupon in here for you.
Those pamphlets are all going to be gone pretty soon. The Subgenius movie starts in half an hour at the convention center. Come one, come all. You won't believe your eyes. You'll thank your lucky stars you were not born like them.
Pee your own damn ass in front of your mom.
Where's the Eskimo women?
And your grandparents. And your kids.
Stole my pop idea, Sterno.
If you pee your own damn ass in front of your kids and your grandparents and your mom, you'll be at the Subgenius world premiere of the documentary of the century.
Friends,
acting towards Bethlehem.
No, that was was the working title. If you urinate, you're sure to be interested in this. The Subgenius movie starts in 20 minutes.
We pee. Interested?
We are doctors.
It's okay, man.
Show us your children.
We're doctors.
We have that.
We have rigid cardboard certificates. We're
trained. Show us your children.
We have used. Give us your children.
Bob will improve them. Or change them somehow.
Bob will improve your children. We pee. Interested?
I used to be stupid. Bob cured me.
If you urinate, you are sure to be interested in the Subgenius movie.
Do you urinate? Praise Bob. Join us.
If you urinate, it is only by the grace of Bob.
That you have. By the grace of Bob shall ye pee freely.
It's the magic time of pee.
It's the mighty time of pee.
But only if and only if you accept Bob into your heart
tonight,
or perhaps just your eyes for a few minutes of the movie. It's pretty interesting.
Or give us $20.
Yeah, whatever. Either one. We're up for any program.
No cards, just cash.
If you eat food, you'll need to see the Subgenius movie. You've never seen anything like it. Freaks of nature. The most unusual curiosities known to man. You will thank your lucky stars that you were not born like them. And yet they live. They breathe. They crawl on their belly like a reptile. The Subgenius movie. You've seen it before. In your dreams and nightmares.
I think Sam wants us to go that direction.
Yes, dear friends, even if you pyroflatulate, you will be accepted into this unity of mutants, misfits, disbelievers, and, praise Bob, those who will believe anything. And I know that you will.
It's like he's done this.
And there's probably some still, so hand these guys some free pamphlets. They're staring at us. Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
We're going to the movie at 3.
Oh, right on.
Can't wait. You guys want a gummy bear?
Yeah. Are they gummy bears?
Yes, they are.
I would like one.
You know it.
Oh, gummy bears, I hear.
Gummy bears.
They're not for you.
Not
he asked
for
me.
You. You're old.
I got extra if you need one, buddy.
He's the gummy king.
I wouldn't call me more of a vassal.
A vassal?
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a Gummy Bob's project.
Don't go too rough against the
bars. Oh, wait, I shouldn't mention your trademark, the Gummy Bob's.
It's a secret.
That's right.
2 milligrams of peace, bud.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Enjoy. You want one?
Sure.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Is there anything in those?
Yeah. Oh. 40 milligrams.
How much?
40. It's a great ride.
One is enough, friends. One hit of Bob Dobbs is all you need.
From Nevada. Oh,
you'll never come down. It'll be the last frop you have to smoke.
They call it the weekend tuxedo box in Nevada.
I'm working on a new grow right now.
Just like the Masons, Subgenius Church is good for business deals. You meet other business people.
I'm networking.
Networking, friends. It happens all the time. Have intercourse with a beautiful live girl or literally anything else.
Got so much to tell you, but I don't know what to say. I'm eating beef jerky every single day. When you gonna bring a little sunshine back? It's raining in my brain and the sky is rolling black. I gotta hang loose, I try to rock steady. I sleep in my clothes, pretend that I'm already. I got no distractions, I got too many choices. I can't sleep at night, I get freaked out by the noises. Damn, it's good to see these faces again. Since you've been gone, I've been hanging around, hanging it up, holding it down. My cats aren't dead, but they sound like they're dying. I get so high that I feel like I'm flying. Beyond all that, things couldn't be finer. Gotta let you go, the house is on fire. Damn, it's good to see these faces again. Since you've been gone, I've been hanging around, hanging it up, holding it down. When I feel I can't keep on trying to do this all alone, I pick you up and bring you home. I got so much to tell you, but I don't know what to say. I wonder how you're doing a zillion miles away. When you gonna bring a little sunshine back? It's raining in my brain and the sky is rolling. Hold on. Hello? Oh, hey guys. Oh my gosh, I miss you so much. Really? Oh, that's terrific. No way. Whoa, wait a second. I gotta go. I'll call you back. I think I smell smoke. Damn, it's good to see these faces again. Since you've been gone, I've been hanging.
That was, of course, Massive Hot Dog Recall, fronted by Al Mothersbaugh, our band of the months, from, well, I can't say the album title on the radio. The movie premiere went great because the movie is pretty great. I love it, and my old subgenius doctor buddies who've now seen it love it too. And even normals love it, or, well, they like it a lot at the very least. Reviews have been very good so far, and distributors have been approaching Sandy Boone about it. When a distribution deal is nailed down, then DVD copies can go out to the Kickstarter investors and contributors. It looks and sounds fabulous on a big theater screen. Even the parts I shot on Betamax 40 years ago. The editing, sound mix, music are all mind-blowing, for me anyway, and I should know. And it says something that the best movie about the Church of the Subgenius was made by a Christian. What it says is, don't stereotype, kids. After that world premiere, Sandy hosted a release party in the yard of the George Washington Carver Museum with catered food and drink, a bunch of mutant freak performers, art cars, a laser show, and a mini revival about 20 minutes long, done rather impromptu and on the spot, which you'll hear presently. But now, back to the crowded but festive streets of Austin, Texas, during South by Southwest. The world ends tomorrow, and you may die, but you may not. It all depends on whether you're right with Bob. Pease is proselytizing to the captive audience that's standing in line to buy a burger. They can't avoid him. You've seen the Hare Krishnas. You've seen the Jehovah's Witnesses. This is a million times more obnoxious than all of those cults put together.
So are they going to shoot the movie against the side of the truck here?
No, they won't be shooting the movie against the side of the truck. They'll be shooting the cast against the side of the truck with a firing squad.
I was about to say, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, it's publicity.
Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it?
There's more where they came from, folks. Don't worry.
No,
it's not today.
So it could be a blast. You don't know.
I have to admit, this is the first time I've ever walked around public holding a Bob sign. Subgeniuses and cats, we have to move on. They're hard to herd. Have you seen this man? Have you seen him?
Not yet.
Have you seen me? Asks Bob. Yes, you have seen him. Now you can find out why and where. At the Subgenius movie. Yes, they dared to break open the insane, scandalous cult, the Church of the Subgenius. You too can... Well, if you're not a Bob fan, you can at least get a little fan with a Bob on it.
So what is this for? You guys?
It's free promos! You'll never find free promos like this at South by Southwest. Our postcards take a month just to read. Well, this is sort of fun. You just better never go public like this. Look at the sign on his back. It says he's a genius. Kill him! Kill the genius!
Damn!
The Church of the Subgenius accepts anyone except geniuses. You won't be alone in the Church of the Subgenius.
Hey, how much did that French tickler cost you?
I got my French tickler for free from the Subgenius movie production.
Dang, you want to say something to the Instagram site on social media?
Oh, okay.
All right, say that.
message go.
Hello, Instagram site on social media. We're here at South by Southwest in Austin. We're not the only people promoting our product, but we've got the best product and the loudest promotion and the longest pamphlets, free pamphlets. The Subgenius movie, Inside, You Won't Believe Your Eyes, Freaks of Nature, unlike anything you've ever seen.
I'm trying to get my paw trapped in this trap. Can you help me stay? I'm passing all my hands off.
What?
I got my paw stuck in this trap. They put a trap out here for us.
One Subgenius has already been trapped in a clever trap set by the conspiracy. But you can gnaw your way. No, you have to bite your hand off, man. No, you have to gnaw your hand off. But you can't escape the conspiracy snares.
Guys, go ahead. I'll just die here.
Go ahead and gnaw off that leg. Lose that bear trap. Free pamphlets. You'll never see them at this price again.
Oh, shit. I might have really got myself in a trap. I'm in a pickle here, boys.
It's an intelligence test, Pease.
I'll fix it.
The polar bears solved that one in 5 seconds.
Damn, that's fine. We're out. Keep moving on the other side of the building, guys.
The other side of the building, that's 2 miles from here.
Why can't you tell us there's going to be all this walking?
Sound like Vrocknar at his first cannabis cup.
What? We have to walk? What? They don't roll joints for us?
You guys do trades? Come on, man, trade.
Pease is desperately trying to trade a Subgenius pamphlet for a Subgenius pamphlet from a guy who already got a Subgenius pamphlet. That Reverend Pease is a true doctor. He really is. He's simple.
He's ridiculous.
He's simple, but he's a good Subgenius. He is kissed by the slack of Bob. He doesn't need brain cells. You won't need those brain cells anymore after you've seen the Subgenius movie. They dared to break open the scandalous church of the Subgenius cult.
Say, I've heard of that Subgenius cult. How do I find out more information?
Well, just take a good long look at this pamphlet. Read it closely tonight. And check out that little website, subgenius.com.
That sounds fine. I'll get my whole family in on the fun.
You'll be saved. You'll get eternal salvation or triple your money back. No other mind control cult makes this offer, this guarantee, this promise. And if you can't trust Bob, who can you trust?
Will a salesman call and call and call?
Beautiful live salespeople will call.
Excellent.
You too can have intercourse with a beautiful live salesperson.
My goodness, how much money can I give you right now?
Why, how much money? We don't really need money, but only $35 will get you in the front door.
I'm sure it helps
the ground floor of a lucrative new cult.
Well, Bob told us we'd get in on the ground floor, but he never said it'd be a one-story building.
Praise Bob! He lies by omission. Is that not the most beautiful form of truth-telling?
From PR News in Washington, I'm building a floating bridge.
Staff Sergeant Chiron explained floating bridges.
What all the war, and then the tractor trailers with supplies on them.
The temporary bridge is only for emergency personnel and PR News.
But Chuck says those details are non-PR News. The Trump categorically rejects yesterday. Pomp says, quote,
and I wish security is tragic.
Iran's state-run news agency reports that at least this is PR news in the incident yesterday. With British Prime Minister Theresa May floating from London.
Britain says EU.
The Trump was drugging and molesting his lawyers in 2004. The broad judge in the case has PR news in Washington.
Our friends,
we've got a whole bunch of new quotes from J.R. Bob Dobbs. Philo and I and a lot of other people have combed through the old memos and napkins and backsides of unpaid bills and so forth for Bob's quotes. But our friend Reverend Elvis Martini stumbled upon a new stash. We're not sure if who the me is in these. Maybe it's Reverend Martini and he doesn't want to admit it. But get a load of these. There's a million of them, and every single one of them is a brand new Church of the Subgenius doctrine that probably many, many monks and nun snakes will be studying for decades to come, even after the world ends. The first one, and they're all like this. They all start with, "As Bob once said to me." As Bob once said to me in a vision during a hangover, "Let me profit off of your mistakes." As Bob once said to me while arm wrestling a xenomorph, "You'll learn more being evacuated from a pleasure saucer than you ever would have by never having been brought on board. Also, how to hold your breath in space." Of course, I can't talk like Bob, but I'm doing my best to at least sound clear. As Bob once said to me in line at the supermarket, "I wish I had less frop and smoked more." As Bob said to me in the subject line of a chain email, "Just because you can reach the keyboard, it doesn't mean you have to type something." As Bob once said to me during a job interview, "Fake it till you make it." As Bob once said to me while planking, "I am my own con." As Bob once said to me while ejaculating on a Jackson Pollock, "Never do for free what somebody else is willing to." As Bob once said to me after taking a paternity test, "I'm what stupid people like to call smart." Actually, I thought Trump said that. Oh, he probably stole it from Bob. As Bob once said to me while pulling the ears off a Gundark, "Han, why do you keep calling me Bob when my name is Luke?" Oh, I get it. That's a Star Wars joke. Oh, okay. What? How is that possible? This is from, like, 1960. As Bob once said to me while setting his shorts on fire, "A refund for your $35 membership will only cost you $70. As Bob once said to me while scraping asbestos out of the Statue of Liberty, "Don't just eat hell, eat the burger out of it." As Bob once said to me while performing the world's first wallet transplant, "Their vaginas may be pink, but their penises are still green with envy." As Bob once said to me while taking a course in sensitivity training, "Bear bears bear bear bear." Oh, God damn, this is hard. "Bear bears bear 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 balls." Okay, I got to do this one more time. Slowly. "Bear bears bear 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 balls. And bear bear balls bore by a bear are anything but a bore." As Bob once said to me while I was mowing the interstate divider, "What?" And then there was one final one that came later, and that is, well, I'll have to use the Trump word on this one for the broadcast version. But as Bob once told me while throwing up tequila, "If you don't shit your pants in front of her, you'll never know if she's a keeper." Praise Bob. Praise that man, Bob. Such wisdom. And praise Reverend Elvis Martini for providing us with that new batch of secret teachings that is going to keep a lot of us occupied for a while. And now this.
All right.
You're good.
Okay. All right. So, and without further ado, we're going to have Ivan Stang and Steve Wilcox going to come up, and they're going to start the divinal. Okay.
You can have anybody you just want here.
Praise Bob!
Woo! This one.
We got to help out all of these things, okay?
Who's this Steve Wilcox guy she keeps talking about?
Well, see, here's the thing. We need to have somebody. We have to introduce our introducer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right.
We can't start talking officially.
Yeah, we can't start a revival until the official introducer is introduced, and he has to be wearing a suit. And, okay, all right, let's pick
without
this young
further
man
ado,
from the audience. He can come up.
Onan Cantobike, folks.
Praise Bob! Now, before we go on, you don't know me or anyone in my ministry, do you?
No, I've been hired to take out the trash tonight.
Or what you see, so everything you see from now on is going to be a miracle. And that.
What you got to say for yourself?
You laughed at him, shuddered at him, and yet, but for the accident of birth, you might be even as he is. He did not ask to be brought into the world, but into the world he came. His code is a law unto itself. Offend him, and you offend us all. Not beast, not man, Sting!
This is the House of Pain. Well, friends, we've had church meetings in a whole lot of very different and sometimes even surprising places, like great big real churches or auto junkyards or impromptu ones in prison yards. But this is one of the more unusual environments in which we could have a revival. I'm so happy to do it in Austin with food and drinks and all so many professionals. That's what's really different here. We normally just don't have that many people who are actually good at something practical. So praise Bob and thank you all for coming very much. We could not be happier with that movie, especially me, because I used to be a film and video editor. I've actually done a whole bunch of feature-length documentaries. I know exactly how hard it is. That poor cutting room floor, think of that thing. It's abused horribly on projects like this.
Yes.
So, but in the end, you take all these sow's purses and turn them into pearl ears or something,
right.
Something like that. They, you know, yeah, you have to cut, you take 100,000 hours of home movies and tedious talking heads and carve away everything that doesn't look like a Church of the Seventh Genius movie, and the hour that you have left goes by really fast and fabulous. And for me personally, now some people I know they think some of this is funny, but I got all teared up in two or three places there, because music would be so sweet and there'd be all my old friends looking like little tiny babies. Actually, a lot of cases it's good-looking young actors playing the early Seth geniuses, because frankly, as far as I can remember, we've always looked like this and never looked like that. So it's a fabulous job of CGI trickery or lookalikes or plastic surgery or something. and I love the way they put it all into context. But as important as that movie might be to we, the subgeniuses, and you, the potential subgeniuses who just ran into this thing, as important as that is, there's one thing that's even more important, and that's that man Bob. I walked into this place, I heard people talking, oh, movie stars, big money. I didn't hear Bob's name mentioned once. Well, actually, a whole bunch of people talking about Bob, but it wasn't that Bob. So, you friends, those of you who are unsaved as yet, now, we're not going to preach to you, well, not for long, but if you, it won't hurt you to look at that little free pamphlet or that subgenius.com thing on that internet, TV stuff and whatever. Oh, and Philo runs a channel of Subgenius video on Roku. So, and then there's those radio shows, right? Three radio shows have been going on for 30 years, and they're still alive. So we'd sure like to kill them. So we need your help.
Kill the radio
shows.
Kill the radio.
And Bob, damn it, look what he's done to us. We have to stand here praising him like brain-damaged kooks.
What is slack?
Where's the slack in that? Oh, yeah, that's right. We get to go to these free parties. Okay, forget it. I love you, Bob.
I love you, Bob.
We know we couldn't kill you anyway, Bob.
Can't kill a face.
You can. You can't kill a face. And it is... Dr. Philo Drummond, why don't you come on up here? Wait. With the introducer. Well, you have to come up and introduce the introducer. And then you can come up. Okay. After he introduces you, then
friends, we have a man over here who's been known to introduce people. He's one of the finest introducers this country has ever seen. And pretty soon he's gonna come up here in front of you and introduce a fella. I think I'm gonna bring him up right now. We have Onan Canobai. Let's hear it for Onan. The world's greatest introducer.
When the odd knob fobs the job on a cop to cop the frop on a slob whose job it is to spot and drop J.R. Bob Dobbs, that is slack. When the closest hostess proposes a toast to roast the old gabrogue whose boast as a ghost is that he's slow to take a joke? Why, that is slack. And when the bootblack who lacks tack attacks and smacks back the galactic attack with a laugh, that is slack. That is slack. And this is Dr. Philo Drummond.
Praise Brown!
Thank you, Onan. That was a great, great introduction there. I don't think I could even duplicate it at all. I'm not even gonna try. I think I'm just gonna stand here and waste some time. You know, have you ever been to church and you sat there in the pew and you was just waiting for that guy up there talking at you to quit talking? You just kept going on and on and on and finally figured out a way to get your arm underneath your head. You put that arm on the pew and the feller up there just talking away, and pretty soon he just kind of drones you into semi-unconsciousness. And then pretty soon they start passing around that collection plate. And pretty soon you wake up and kick that collection plate all over the church, waiting for that money to come back to you a million different ways. And it always does, it really does. At least it has in my experience. But as far as I know, this is the last time that we've all been together. Maybe it's the first time.
But irrespective of that, I just can't get over how good our introducer was. I want to have another round of applause for our introducer, Ronan Candlebine. Let's hear it, Ronan. He said all that stuff off the top of his head, right off the top of it. Isn't that right?
It's true.
Okay, now we didn't do our moment, our special moment, you know, like we do. That, Reverend Stang?
That was actually what the original introducer was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Was to call for everyone to, you know, we don't want to embarrass anyone, but if you could just quietly lower your heads and join us in a moment of sacred noise! Praise God! Praise God! Praise damn God, Bob!
He's so high you can't get over him. He's so low you can't crawl under him. He's Bob!
No, that's somebody else's line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but anyway.
It works. It still works.
Yeah, it still works. Actually, you can take a sentence from almost any religious text or preaching or song and just replace certain words with the Bob, and there you go. Suddenly you've got real art. Just stick up graphically. All any bad art needs to become real good art is to have a pipe placed on it in exactly the right place.
That's right.
That's called, this is a science created by Dr. Philo Drummond called perfect pipe placement. And you may notice that all around town this week, there's these little stickers with that are just a pipe. And when added in the perfect place to anything, suddenly it's converted into some kind of weird art. Oh, yeah, there's one. It's transparent.
It's a perfect device to make anything into art. This simple little device creates art. With a user, a simple user, a simple device placed on a simple advertising.
By a simple mind.
And now you have great art. Using the three P's.
Perfect pipe placement. I put mine on my mirror so that when I look in the mirror just right, there it is.
You can take it like this. Yeah, it works in a myriad of ways. Some people have been known to actually, if I can get it apart. It's really difficult. This is the hardest part of perfect pipe placement.
Getting the backing off the pipe sticker. Of course, you can use a stencil or blood of sacrificial victims or just about any fluid you can think of. There you go. See? 1 minute.
1 minute, a regular guy. The next minute, fine art.
Yeah. So, thank you for allowing us to school you in the three P's of perfect pipe placement. This is the first time this has ever been announced in Austin, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
No, we possibly should have gone preaching about the fact that on July 5th at 7 a.m., the world is going to end unless you are right with Bob by virtue of a mere $35 membership and ordainment kit. You also get to be a universal life minister for free for that.
Yeah, you can. That means you can marry people.
Yes.
To each other. Legally.
We could marry everybody here to whatever they want to get married to. Since that's the one thing Bob's not picky about.
Who wants to?
He's not picky about who you want to marry or what you want to marry. You can marry your dog. You can marry your wallet, your car keys, so that you're bound eternally.
Actually, I think they have some.
No, it's okay for us.
It's a non-practicing marriage, perhaps.
Well, and they can be short durational.
Yeah.
They can be timed to last a day or a week or whatever. There's a little certificate that you can fill out that comes with the membership pack. That allow, you know, yeah, you can really.
20-minute marriages are real popular.
If those countless weddings that I've conducted weren't valid, then a lot of money's been wasted on divorces, my friends. That's where the real money is.
That's
should
right.
have been the law office of the subgenius. God,
we could have had the biggest law office in Dallas.
Why did it take us so long to think of that?
We didn't have law degrees.
We didn't have the perspective of seeing that movie.
That's true.
It was like a time machine.
If only we could have seen it then,
Yeah, if only we'd seen it then, we'd have known never to start this thing.
And we would have become, we'd be successful lawyers now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, wait a minute, but that would be like the Three Stooges being lawyers.
Yeah, Dewey, Cheatham, Howe.
We were frankly both very inspired by the Three Stooges, the Warner Brothers cartoons.
The violent ones.
Yeah, Max Fleischer cartoons, stupid comic books, and also the underground comic books. And
the real dirty ones.
Yeah, yeah, and Bob. Because that's all you need. Really, all that other stuff is just fluff. You don't need any.
You don't need that. All you need is that face. All those dots. Those dots are designed in a specific way to capture your mind. You look at it. You can't help it.
You don't need faith. That's stupid. All you need is face. But it has to be that face. Only that face. That face of Bob and
that
no
face
other face.
Right there.
And those dots aren't there. That ain't that Bob head face. The sacred Dobbs head. That's all you need. Look, think how many kids around here have that tattooed on their bodies. Right on their bodies. They're saved forever. They'll be beamed up. They don't even have to carry a membership card.
They don't have faith, but they've got face. That's the important thing.
It doesn't even have to be on their face. It can be on the sole of their foot. That's where I'd have
one. One guy we saw that had the tattoo on his back, an entire back covered with a Dobbs head.
A mural, and he was a really big guy.
Big guy. That was probably a barrel of ink they had.
Dr. Drummond, did you know that guy came to really hate the Church of the Subgenius?
Oh, that's really sad.
He decided we were a bunch of fascists because we wouldn't let him threaten other people physically over the phone or something like that.
How unreasonable of us.
Yeah. So now he's stuck with this mural on his back. Friends, don't be like him. Wait, what did he do wrong?
I don't put a giant tattoo of a Dobbs head. No, you can do that. That part's okay, but don't get tired of it. That's the bad part.
All right. Well, friends, we don't want to be that guy that puts you to sleep.
The Mr. Science Lecture Series. Volume 1, Number 1.
The Mutron.
Delivered by the Reverend Seth Deitch, First Church of Mr. Science, Boston.
Outside the realm of conspiracy science and in the clear light of the so-called forbidden sciences, we will find we have a far greater chance of understanding the true nature of the universe. We are told about matter and energy and space and time as being either consistent realities governed by laws or as foggy abstracts that have no particular being outside of that of being convenient linguistic aids to make the whole thing easier to swallow. We at the Temporal Management Research Facility of the Church of Mr. Science of the Subgenius have, through rigorous probing through mountains of existing little-known works on the subject of time and its methods of control, have discovered the key for blowing the whistle on the whole fraudulent twaddle that is modern science. This key is the Mutron. The truth must now be told. How it was covered up for so long would make a story intriguing enough for a separate book, but it's too involved to be told here. The actual issue at hand is the Mutron and its pivotal role in the management of the true cosmos. In order to properly understand the following, it must first be made clear what actually constitutes an elementary particle. The first of these basic particles is the electron, which has no mass, but possesses a charge that is commonly described as possibly infinite, thus making it the fundamental unit of energy. It and other related particles, i.e. positrons, photons, gravitons, etc., acting in concert, make up the Yakutismic field, which is responsible for holding everything that is anything together. The second is the much rarer infinite mass particle, commonly called a black hole. These particles, like the electrons, occupy no space, but the influence of a single particle can be felt at a much greater distance. They often have event horizons many miles wide, beyond which not even light can escape. The third fundamental particle is the Mutron. The Mutron carries with it an infinite temporal capacity that makes it alter the rate and intensity and general quality of the passage through time of anything it touches. The Mutron is very likely the rarest particle in this universe. As far as we know, there might well be only one of them, though there could be as many as a few dozen without generating a dangerous concentration of neutron phenomena. Section A. Just how fucking big everything really is. What we know is the universe can be envisioned as a giant atom with the black hole acting as the nucleus and the neutron or neutrons acting as the electron cloud, with the electrons providing the energy for the neutron to drive us forward through time. Just about everything else in the universe is just so much debris cluttering up the works of things. The fact that there is one such atom more than suggests the existence of others. The neutron has a corresponding antiparticle known as the tachyon, which travels through time in a direction which we perceive as backwards, so that to someone who is not in the know it will appear to exceed the speed of light. The simple fact of the matter is that tachyons are extra-universal neutrons impinging on our universe at a different temporal angle. These are the neutrons of atom universes that ours is in compound with. After this, the atomic metaphor breaks down. No atom of mere matter divides itself into alternate cells almost constantly, but our universe does. All the time, the universe splits in order to express every alternative open to any phenomenon transpiring within, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. This is the only way our minds can express the perception of the fifth dimension, or more properly, the second dimension of time. So this introduces the concept of time viewed as a plane rather than a line. But there's another dimension of space, so is the case with time, there is also a corresponding up-down time. This is the direction in which our mental eyes exist. In this direction, we find alternate time tracks similar to the sidewise ones, with the difference being that theirs is oriented in the direction opposed to temporal gravity, so that elements of those other selves are constantly falling into our awareness from above. The neutron passes through all these spaces with equal ease and is modulated by them, much like the photon is modulated by bouncing off or passing through matter. Thus, information of a very subtle and distorted nature is conveyed to us from our other universes on the neutron express. We call this information gnosis, and its influence has been felt by mankind time and again for as long back as we have records, and no doubt back to our very genesis and before. The earliest known neutron impact on Earth occurred in the era of the dawn of life. The primordial sea teemed with the most primitive of bacteria. Their genetic material was a simple molecule shaped like a lumpy ladder. It was very chemically stable. The neutron passed through Earth and spewed out a wake that left each and every molecule of DNA twisted beyond recognition. In this state, its stability was ruined, and any force or random glitch that Mother Nature had to offer changed it somehow. Thus, evolution had begun. The vast majority of these events, however, affect individual beings or objects. One such example is Great Britain's Stonehenge Monument, which is not man-made, as is popularly presumed, but is merely the material evidence of a rather minor neutron splash. Certain great sages of the past and present have actually had neutrons pass directly through their crania. A partial listing of these select people will give an idea of the effects that may be expected of such an encounter. Gautama Buddha, the Prophet Enoch, Akhenaten, Leonardo, William Beckford, Aleister Crowley, Marcel Duchamp, R. Buckminster Fuller, Antonio Gaudi, Arnold Palmer, the list goes on. It's interesting to note that J.R. Bob Dobbs is the only known human being through whom a neutron has passed twice. After going through the back of his head, it was reflected by the mystic pipe of Dobbs back through his head for a double dose of gnosis. In the light of this particular view, one might ask, what about the Big Bang and all that stuff? Well, it seems that matter does not play a very big role in the actual nuts and bolts operation of the universe. In fact, we find that it is the case in about half the universe's sample that there is no matter at all. Section B. What we must do about all this. It is well known that the electron can be pressed into service for all kinds of uses. It might be less well known that alien civilizations of a level only slightly more advanced than ours routinely use the enormous power made available by tapping into the gravity fluxes of quantum black holes. It's also possible to use the time potentials of the neutron to our own great advantage. The Mutron is not subject to the same methods of coercion that we use to bend normal subatomic particles to our will. They're oblivious to matter and energy alike. The power of pure thought, because of its intimate relationship with time, does have some small effect. Mutrons are attracted to areas of concentrated slackful enlightenment. A Mutron container accelerator could be charged with a Mutron if enough slackful minds concentrated their energies around a scoop entrance to the Mutron accelerator. Once contained therein, it would take relatively little effort on the part of these minds to maintain it in a circular path. One purely technical problem facing this proposal is the size of the accelerator needed. It is a property of the Mutron that it will only travel in the most gentle of curves. The minimum diameter of a circle to be traveled by a Mutron is approximately 1,000 miles. Fortunately, we have easy access to an extraterrestrial body more than three times that size, Earth's moon. The accelerator could be built in a ring completely circumnavigating the lunar sphere about 100 feet below its surface. Because of the mental effort that would run it, it would be known as the psychotron. The psychotron would be a valuable tool in the use of practical time control. By accelerating the Mutron in one direction or another, the entire moon could be induced to follow it in whatever temporal direction it might be directed, forward, backward, sidewise, or up down. Having this ability opens amazing possibilities. It is my proposal that this device be constructed for use in a major project to concentrate high slack wisdom in this universe. The single most radiant personality among modern man is J.R. Bob Dobbs. There are other alternate Bobs existing in other alternate time tracks. Not all of them are as prominent as our Bob, but still are privy to the same great gnosis. Others are already the rulers of their respective Earths. All, though, are truly Bob. Imagine if we could travel to those alternative time streams and convince all of those Bobs to return to our world. This is exactly what I am suggesting, the formation of the Congress of Bobs. Yes, my friends, this is our mission. Those who wish to donate to the Psychotron Project will be given a free ride to the alternate world of their choice once the project is complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ahmed Fishmonger, also known as the artist Seth Deitch of the famous cartooning Deitch family, an old, old friend. What a classic. Mixed by other old friend, Reverend Bleepo Abernathy, all in Boston in the early 1980s. Forbidden science for the ages, especially the old ages. And here's more old people who might as well be younger than lots of dour young people, because they're subgenius masters and mistresses. If you eat, breathe, or excrete, you're sure to be interested in this amazing breakthrough multimedia project.
Hey, they have brisket nachos.
Oh, God.
Five cars.
You can die every night eating brisket nachos in the Church of the Subgenius.
Eternal salvation, or triple your money back, and free anal fissure tissues.
Buckets of free anal fissure tissues. Well, to the first
drop bucket filled with anal fissure tissues can be yours. Join our cult. Only $10.
If you've ever urinated, you're sure to be interested in the Church of the Subgenius.
Join us.
Do you like to pee? Ask yourself that. If so, Bob is ready to welcome you into his open arms and other things.
We pee. Interested?
Do you dare to see the thing only 5 miles?
Uh-oh, here come these guys again.
Dare to see the thing. Next exit. Oh, we're almost out of fans and pamphlets. That's
every
good.
Is a
you know, we could get rid of these a lot sooner if we just gave them to each other.
Oh, hey.
Well, I saw you trying to trade one for a guy who already had one.
Have you heard about the good word?
You guys can't.
I did.
Okay, 5 minute break.
Have you heard about this, though?
Take a knee, boys. Yeah.
Have you heard the good news, brother? We haven't. Tell us some. It's your last chance to get in on the ground floor of a lucrative new mind control cult.
You never needed those brain cells to begin with. Free yourself. Okay, are we off?
Oh, thank God. Oh. Okay, friends, everything is at subgenius.com. We'll end this with this you had to have been there moment at the end of our Austin mini revival at Sandy's Subgenius movie promo party. Part of the gag is in the fumbling, but that was a visual gag, so you'll just have to envision it.
Does anybody else want to come up here and rant? That's something we usually offer. If you come up here and rant, and we don't like it, we're going to throw you off stage. But
that's right.
If you want to come up here and rant, we'll give you a couple seconds.
A couple of seconds, yeah. There's a big hook over there.
The line foreman behind that guy, he's first in line.
I think actually this is exactly what Sandy was most afraid would happen. But in some ways she's really lucky that Pope Sternodox had to stay, huh?
Oh yeah, he would take over now.
Yeah. He would take over and get everybody into a lot of trouble. Oh, look at that, it's Reverend Pease. He's
gonna come up.
He's a new kid.
You guys doing a show?
Yeah,
we're doing a show. I've got a fake mustache. You can play the old man.
Don't tell nobody. I'm gonna put on so they can't tell.
Okay.
All right.
He's a handsome boy.
I don't think we have any takers.
Nice boy.
Hey, do you guys have any of this candy? This sucks.
Hey, nobody can hear. Look at that. He's already acting like an amateur. Nobody can hear you. Get up here.
They can hear.
Oh God. He wanted more than candy.
We have a volunteer from the audience who's going to come up and rant for you now.
That's chapstick, not candy, Reverend Pease. He ate too much, he said.
Now you got to be good or we're going to kick you off in like 2 seconds.
Now you know it's not fair. I did the whole bit down there. He said nobody can hear me. And then you kill the punchline with telling everybody that I thought the chapstick was candy. This is the problem with you. Move aside.
You should have gotten up here quicker.
Do these not work? I got to hold this thing like Sharon.
It works better.
This is a tough church. It really is. It looks easy, but it's tough.
I'd like to thank Sandy for my personal shakeway.
We're going to stand here. We're ready to pull him off.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in each and every one of you. I'm looking at you, Jason. You should have gone first, you bastard. So they left it to me, and I'm the new guy. Nobody even knows who I am.
Nobody cares.
If someone can help me, I am not here on my own free volition. This man has captured me while selling Grit magazine.
They've heard that before.
It's all so much fun here in the church, isn't it, folks? Everybody's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
That's
better. I'm dead. Okay. Stop it. Anyway, so I came to the church because on the advice of my priest, he was pretty tired of my shit. And thought that it would be best if I went to a church that was more accessible, as he put it. And so I did, and it took about, 13 years.
I'm trying to help you out, man.
One second, please.
This is exactly what Sandy was afraid would happen.
What? You got to talk into my car.
Tell your joke and hurry up.
So there's this guy, and he does funny stuff. You should see him all the time. He's busting me up. And so this one time, he did this thing, right? It was this total weird, crazy, not funny, but funny thing. And I laughed. You should have seen it. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
And perhaps thankfully, that is where the recording stopped. For reasons unknown, but I know the agony didn't go on for much longer. Maybe my little Olympus digital recorder, like my hearing aids and my brain pan, simply gave out from the challenges exacted by being in the midst of the vocal sounds of a dozen subgenius doctors for a whole week. As glorious as it was, I'm glad to be back with my mute dogs in the vast quiet of the Stang Ranch Cedar Forest, to which I've developed an allergy. But at least it's quiet, even for a deaf person. Praise Bob. This movie won't make us rich, but we hope it might increase membership ordainment sales for a couple of months when it goes on Netflix or whatever. And if you already bought the immense membership package, don't you need a t-shirt or special decoder ring or signed copy of Book of the Subgenius? It's all at subgenius.com. And thank you, Sandy Boone, for making that movie called J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. That's the final title. Praise Bob.